A season to hope. A season to hope. Let's take our Bibles over to the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, and beginning with verse 18. The Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Lord, I pray that you'd help us this morning to learn from your word, and I pray that you'd stir our hearts through your word and by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the reality that where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are here in the midst. Thank you for your love and for your continued work in our lives, for the work you've been doing. Lord, we thank you for that. I pray that you would help us to keep our focus right this Christmas and to recognize the faithfulness of yourself unto us. In Jesus' name, amen. A season to hope. A season to hope. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. I'm so glad that we live in a nation that at least in parts still celebrates Christmas. I recognize that there are a number of distractions in the season, but really there is great freedom to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas, which is the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so, thank the Lord for that. The reality is that we live in a broken world. Please notice over in Romans 8, Romans chapter 8, please notice verse 22. The Bible describes the brokenness of our world in this way, which is the same world of which Christ came into 2,000 years ago and is the same world today. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 22, it says, For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Things are broken in this world. And then notice verse 23, even for the believer, times are challenging. And not only they, and in other words, not only the lost people of the world, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. The redemption of our body. Notice verse 24, For we are saved by, next word, we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Hope. Hope is an important Bible truth. Even though life is tough, even though things can be overwhelming, even the struggles of life can be intense and sometimes confusing, we may scratch our heads and and wonder what in the world God is up to, as many of the people 2,000 years ago, having 400 years of silence from the prophets. The Old Testament was completed, and for 400 years, people had not heard any revelation from God. There was silence, it seemed, from heaven. But yet, God was working out His purpose and His plan, and is still today. And so, let's trust Him. Hope that is seen is not hope. You see, Bible hope, as a man by the name of Robert Morgan wrote, he said, quote, "In the Bible, hope is not synonymous with maybe. Biblical hope refers to sure and certain expectations founded upon the Word of God, which, because they are still in the future, create in us a sense of anticipation." A sense of anticipation. So hope in the Bible is not just wishful thinking or dreams. The Bible hope is expectation of what God said He would do. And you know, as we think today, God has said a lot to us about what He's up to in this world and what He will do in the lives of His children. And so we can trust God. And at this season, we recognize that, you know, for a Mary and a Joseph back here, when they were confused at what was going on, here's a couple that were looking forward to marriage. Here's a Joseph who loved the Lord, who sought to walk in obedience to the Lord, and yet his world was totally turned upside down. As he hears the news that Mary is with child, he is just dumbfounded at what is going on. Notice back over in the scripture we read in Matthew 1. The Bible says here in verse 18, it says that the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, before the marriage was consummated, she was found with child. She was found with child. Verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Joseph here is thinking that Mary had been unfaithful. He is, you know, here's a man who was looking to live his life for the Lord. He was a just man, but yet his dreams seemed to be all crumbling apart. His future seemed uncertain. It seemed very hopeless. But then God stepped in. God stepped in into Joseph's life through a dream. Verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not. Do you think Joseph was afraid? Do you think Joseph was troubled about what was happening? Do you think Joseph had a lot of questions of what was going on? He did not know. He did not understand. It did not make sense. His life was falling apart. But yet, he contemplated waiting on the Lord, and God spoke to him, and God directed Joseph's steps, and God gave Joseph a reason to hope, a reason to hope. He gave him his holy word. I want you to look at the screen, if you would. We have this, what I've had up here at the beginning was a verse that is going to go along with us today that we're going to review a lot. Psalm 119, would you say it with me together? Psalm 119, verse 105. Let's try that. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let's say it again. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You see, hope is about trusting God. The words we just said, thy word is a lamp. That's a light you would carry that sheds the light. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You see, Joseph came to trust God's word. The Bible describes how Joseph was in a bit of a quandary about what in the world was going on. His espoused wife was with child, and he knew it wasn't by him. And he was very troubled, very concerned, but yet God revealed his word, and therefore Joseph obeyed and trusted. And that's what we need to do. Things that we don't understand, things that are troubling in our life, we must hope. This is a season to hope, a season to trust God, a season to let his word be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. First of all, I want you to notice the pronouncement of hope. The pronouncement of hope. Notice verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. I want you to know that the pronouncement of hope came to an espoused couple. To an espoused couple. This was a couple that were looking forward to a life together. This is a couple that were wishful for things to move along, that they might be married, that they might spend their days together. There was a love between Mary and Joseph. Mary was a godly woman. Joseph was a godly man. And they were looking forward to this. It's very possible that Joseph would have been considering as a carpenter plans for fixing, he may be fixing up a place for them to live and those kind of things. He may have had those projects on his mind, and yet in the midst of all those dreams and wishes, God did something they did not quite understand at the time. God works in mysterious ways. We notice the pronouncement of hope was to an espoused couple. We've noticed that it was to a pure couple. And it was to a shocked couple. A shocked couple. God often does not work in a way which human minds can understand. Just ask Job. Does God work according to ways that we understand? Just ask Joseph in the book of Genesis, where he had been given promises by God and he felt God was really working in his life. But there was a lot of years of his life that did not make sense. Think about the disciples of Jesus. Having followed Jesus for three and a half years, there was much confusion at certain points of their life. What is God up to? Well, here we have in the Christmas story, we have a confused couple, a shocked couple. They did not understand what God was up to, but God was up to something great and good nonetheless. God was up to great things. We can trust the Lord. That's why we need to let God's words be a light to our path. A light to our path. We notice the pronouncement of hope. But let's look at the pondering of Joseph. Joseph pondered things over. You know, We don't always feel that God's way is right, but he is faithful. And his faithfulness doesn't depend on our vacillating emotions, but rather on God's unchanging word. Through times of difficulty, through times of uncertainty, through times of darkness, we must be anchored in the word of God. What has God said? What has God said? For the assurance of our salvation, we must trust what God has said. We can't base our things on our feelings. We have to base it on what God had said. We can trust God. When things don't seem to be going as we thought they should, we can trust God. Just think of this couple, a godly couple who loved the Lord, and yet things didn't go as they thought they should. But yet God was working. God was working. I mentioned Job a moment ago. Things were going on behind the scenes that Job did not understand, but Job trusted God. Job trusted God before the trial, he trusted God through the trial, and Job grew more like Christ because of the trial. And so it is in our lives. As Joseph felt confused, he pondered things justly, and he waited on the Lord. We need to wait on the Lord. In seasons of confusion in our life, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Trust his word. Be careful of hasty decisions in times of confusion. Trust God. Bank your life on his word. Be faithful to your calling. I want you to think about the provision of God. The provision of God. In this story, in the disruption and the confusion of Joseph's life, particularly, as well as Mary's, we see God provided something great. God provided through this couple in this dark time of humanity. God brought the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't always understand what God is up to. As Charles Spurgeon said, he said, when you can't trace his hand, you can trust his heart. When you can't trace God's hand, trust his heart. So for Joseph, in the midst of his pain, confusion, and questions, he was about to discover that God works in mysterious ways. God works in mysterious ways. The provision of God was a miraculous provision. Notice verse 20. The Bible says, actually in verse 18, that she was found, the last part of the verse, verse 18, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. The last part of verse 20, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. A miraculous provision, a miraculous provision. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin in every sense of what that means. Jesus came into this world with not an earthly father. He did not have an earthly father. He had a heavenly father only. Jesus Christ is not only the Son of God, but he is God the Son. And the Bible tells us that in him, Colossians 2 verse 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus is fully God. He is 100% God. Normal children have a mommy and a daddy. an earthly mommy and an earthly daddy. But when Jesus was born, he did not have an earthly daddy. He did not have a birth daddy. Joseph was loving, he was kind, but he wasn't Jesus' earthly father. He was not. He loved him, he cared for him, and all those things. But Jesus was conceived in Mary's womb by the Holy Ghost. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. It's never happened before, and it will never happen again. Jesus, the God-man, the God-man. And so we notice that the provision was miraculous. The provision offers salvation. Notice verse 21. Not only was the child conceived by the Holy Ghost, but notice verse 21. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall save his people from their sins. God was up to something great. It is a season to hope. It was hopeless in many ways for many people in that time. There was darkness in their lives. God had been silent through the prophets for 400 years, but yet God was fulfilling his word. He was fulfilling his word. And in fact, in that season, God came. It was a season to hope, and God was coming to this earth. God came to us. Notice verse 23 in Matthew 1. It says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. God came to where we are. You see, Jesus is the eternal God. And when he was born in the manger, God had come to where we are. He came to where we are because we could not go to where he is. But he came to us that he might give his life for our sin. And so the person of God came to us. Our God is a personal God. He is a personal God. He is a God that we can know through faith. He is a God that we can depend on in hope. He is a God that is up to great things. Ladies and gentlemen, Romans 8:28 and many other promises of God are still in the Bible. Romans 8:28 tells us that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So whether we are Job in the Old Testament, or whether we are Joseph in the book of Genesis, or whether we are Mary and or Joseph, or whoever we are today, we can depend on the Lord. It is a season to hope, because Christmas reminds us that God is faithful to what he has said. He's faithful to his promises. Even the prophets had prophesied of a virgin being with child miraculously, and God fulfilled his word. God is up to great things today. In obscure corners of this world, God works in people's lives. And so we can trust him. God is up to great things. Always. Always. Let's remember this key verse from this message, and let's say it together, all right? Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. What we learn is that at Christmas time, it reminds us that God is faithful to what he's said. God is faithful. And so we can have hope. We can have hope. Hope is an expectation, an excitement that God will do what he has said. And so that's why we need to know his word. We need guidance in our life. It's not so that tonight when the sun goes down we take the Bible and help us to get across the yard. It's an illustration of spiritually in our life, making decisions and doing what's right. We need God's word to guide us. We need God's word to give us comfort when we're sad. We need God's word to encourage us when we're troubled. And so we can trust God just like Joseph did. Joseph trusted God even though he was confused, even though he didn't understand what was going on, and he thought something terrible was happening. But actually, God was up to some great things. And so we can trust the Lord. Christmas is a season to hope. Let's say that together. Christmas is a season to hope. To hope. We can trust God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that you are faithful and that you will keep your promises. You have kept them in the past. You have many unfulfilled yet today. And we can trust you that you indeed will fulfill all of them. And Lord, you are faithful to your word and you are faithful to your children. And Lord, I thank you for your daily blessings and your hand to guide us, your word to be that lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Help us to depend, to trust you day in and day out. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.